The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then, come follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little thought for you here for the day. You know that priests and nuns and monks and consecrated religious, they take vows of poverty and chastity and obedience. But did you know that the vow of poverty, or that is to say, poverty itself, is never an end in itself? There's nothing good about poverty. Its value, rather, is in what it makes possible. Poverty frees the soul to cling more closely and more perfectly to God. In the Ten Commandments, Moses received them from God in two tablets, right? First tablet contained the first three commandments. These three command us to love God. Second tablet contained the next seven commandments, and these seven commandments commanded us to love our neighbor. Rich young man here in the gospel, he's kept everything in the second tablet. He's lived a good life. But now Jesus is calling him to live a great life. He's calling him not just to the love of neighbor, but to that which makes love of neighbor perfect. He's calling him to the love of God. To genuinely love your neighbor, you first have to genuinely love God. And to genuinely love God, you first have to be free in your heart to genuinely love God. That's why Jesus says to this rich young man, if you would be perfect, let go what you have. And then you can come follow me. Rich young man turns to Jesus and he says, "What do I lack? What do I lack?" It's ironic. What he lacked is that he had too much. He had so many substitutes, he'd forgotten about the absolute. Now Jesus gives him a choice to make. What are you going to cling to, and what are you going to let go of? The irony here in this gospel is that this rich young man is actually poor because he clings to that which is not valuable and he lets go of God. He lets go of real treasures. No wonder he walks away sad. Now, one of these days, I'll tell you a little bit more about poverty and how we can live that, say, as lay people and diocesan secular priests. I can tell you more about detachment and those kinds of things. What I can't do from the pulpit is get real specific about what that's going to mean for each individual person. That would be something of a hornet's nest if I tried to do that. I have to do that one-on-one. Rather, let's talk about something related to it this morning. And that is our demeanor in letting things go when God takes them from us. And as you know, God takes things from us all the time. And every time he does, we have a choice to make. We're very much like this rich young man in the gospel. We have a choice to make. What are we going to cling to? And what are we going to let go of? First of all, God takes things from us all the time. Sometimes they're little things. It could be your plans. It could be some meeting that you had with someone, something you'd really set your heart on, and then events unfold and what you hope to have is something that was taken away from you. It happens all the time. Very often now, sadly, what God takes from us is very great indeed. In the first reading, we heard the story of the prophet Ezekiel, who suffered the death of his spouse. It's a reminder that we will eventually lose all things in life. Everything's given to us as a gift. We entered this life with nothing, and we will leave it with nothing. The question we have to ask ourselves as we lose the good things that God has given us is, what do we choose? What do we choose? What do we cling to, and what do we let go of? We have a choice to make, very much like this rich young man has made. There's a story about Saint Therese. She's speaking with one of her religious sisters in her convent. Sister's telling her about her troubles in the spiritual life. She says, "I'm so exasperated at all the virtues that I have to acquire." And Therese says, "What?" And the religious sister says, "I'm so exasperated at all the thought of all the things I still have to acquire." And Therese says, "You mean all the things you have to lose? We climb to God by going down. We gain by letting go. He waits for us in the valley of humility." So, brothers and sisters, a little thought for you today. Are you going to cling to what is less valuable, or are you going to see the invitation of the Lord? In our psalm response, we say, "You've forgotten God who gave you birth." May we never be so fixated on God's gifts that we forget the one who gave them to us. And in every hardship, let us see not what we lose, but rather the outstretched hand of Christ. Amen.